T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, it's time for the Richmond Market Minute. And as always, Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is up with us. So you might have heard me talking in the first half hour here, Mike, that everyone is focusing on the spread of the coronavirus. I'm not dismissing that.
Sure,
but
nor am I.
I am a little concerned that there doesn't seem to be the same panic about the stories talking about one-third of American adults being unemployed by the end of the year. I mean, that, you know, the virus is one thing, but if a third of the country is unemployed, have we ever seen numbers like that? I mean, that panics me. I think that's a very real reason to be panicked.
Well, John, you and I have joked about this off the air a couple of times, because in my world, we are seeing those numbers. And what's the old saying? It's, we've talked about several times, if everybody around you is panicking and you're not, that means you just don't understand the gravity of the situation. And so I assure you there is plenty of concern in my world. I'm looking at, well, now a virtual bank of computer screens here as we're monitoring all the numbers we can possibly monitor. But those employment figures and actually just revenues that are being generated in this country now are something that we're tracking very closely. And, John, there's no way to say that those revenues aren't down. The good news is it's very easy to see that there is still revenue happening. Right, we're going to have to get that number back up, and we're going to have to get it back up in spades. And so while we are glad that there's a lot of folks out there that are working on the coronavirus, both taking care of those that are becoming afflicted and, just as importantly in my mind, figuring out how we're going to cure those that are getting it and how we're going to prevent other folks from getting it, and I'm glad they're doing that. There's just as many people in my world figuring out how we're going to get through this, what we still believe is a temporary, transitory situation. So, yeah, well, everybody's aware of it. Everybody is working very hard on it. Sort of anecdotally, John, I'm going to be interested to see. I don't know what the impact is going to be when we get the consumer confidence numbers out for this month. That'll be out at 10 o'clock today. Obviously, we're expecting a big drawdown in that confidence. But if you remember, we break that down into three areas: the present situation, right? The future situation, and the employment situation when it comes to consumer confidence. Usually those three track very closely. I want to see if there's any disparity in those three as we go out. So that'll give us something to talk about tomorrow. But I can assure you, everybody in every central bank around the world, every policymaker around the world, and virtually every large corporation around the world are all working together to figure out how to smooth this out. There is not going to be smooth, but to smooth it out as best we can to get through that spot, because we're all aware of it, and at least everybody, just like the virus, everybody's working on keeping the economy chugging along in every corner of the globe right now as best we can.
Were you surprised by this June 10th closure date? I mean, have you heard anything that would explain why we post-date it that far out?
I have not, and that's not my bailiwick, John. Yeah. What we're trying to do is just make sure we can manage all of our clients through this. And we have, for years, as you're aware, had a very binary investment thesis. And I think everybody's portfolio, everybody asset mix should still be that way. A binary meaning you should have a portion of liquidity that's at no risk. and how much that is dependent on how much liquidity you need to survive for weeks, a couple months, maybe even a year or two if you're going into retirement. Mm. And people should continue to do that, because I don't know where the June 10th day came from. I don't know where we decided, and that's not up to us to know. We'd like to know. But what we have to do is have that information and manage through it. So people need to keep their portfolios or their asset mix fairly straightforward right now, but that has got to include a portion that is very liquid and is at no risk that you can get your hands on. And that's why there is such a shortage of liquidity right now, because everybody in the world is going through that process to make sure they have enough liquidity for an unknown amount of time. This will pass, but it's a very tough thing to pass right now.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Absolutely, John. You guys all stay well.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.